This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Tropridge. With state legislators firmly focused on developing a state budget for the 2018 fiscal year, which starts July 1st, there are a number of proposals on the table to reform New Mexico's taxes and/or generate additional revenues by closing loopholes. I'll have details after this word from our media partner.
As a police officer, I've seen things that most people don't see. The wrecked vehicles, the carnage, the blood, the bodies, the shattered lives. But the worst is the look on the face of a wife, a mother, when I have to tell them their loved one is dead because of a drunk driving crash. That's the reason I'm working to help end DWI.
This message brought to you by NMDOT.
Commenting this week prior to the release of the latest revenue projections, Senate Finance Committee Chair John Arthur Smith, a Deming Democrat, outlined for his Senate colleagues New Mexico's financial status quo.
We have vacancy rate with correction officers in the 32-35% range. We have a court system that we've wrestled with from solvency for 17. We still have the same problem for 18. We have a cultural affairs division that is limping along and wondering if they're going to be able to complete the year in the present situation if they can't get some type of supplemental. And so as a result, you need to wrap your hands around the idea that we've got to have $200 to $250 million just to build some reserves. The budget is virtually flat.
The state's budget struggles are nothing new, of course. And they've spawned several proposals. Senator Smith, for instance, is a co-sponsor of Rio Rancho Republican Jason Harper's bill in the House, HB 412, the New Mexico Tax Reform Act. That proposal would reboot the state's gross receipts tax by eliminating nearly all exemptions, deductions, and credits. The sponsors contend it'll broaden New Mexico's tax base and stabilize revenue streams. New Mexico is one of only two states that use a GRT. Some critics call it one of the worst consumption taxes in the nation. There's also a bill that would collect gross receipts taxes on goods bought online. That's received approval from the House Business and Industry Committee and is currently awaiting action by the House Taxation and Revenue Panel. That bill is sponsored by NAMBE Democrat Carl Trujillo. Trujillo says it's aimed at helping local businesses stay competitive in this era of online retailers such as Amazon.
70% of internet sales are through Amazon. In 41 states, Amazon, after laws that are passed like this, Amazon has voluntarily offered to collect this tax because they know that this is coming and it brings parity or fairness to the market and brings parity and fairness to the businesses, our local businesses here.
Trujillo's bill redefines the meaning of conducting business in New Mexico, classifying any firm selling more than $100,000 worth of gross receipts taxes as doing business here and therefore subject to the state's taxes. Governor Susana Martinez has repeatedly vowed to veto any tax increases this legislative session. Trujillo understands that and points to precedent.
This is a tax loophole. We have had previous tax loopholes like the high-wage job tax credit, and there's been several over the last two or three sessions that we've come back in to repair or fix those loopholes, and she has signed those. And so, this is not a new tax. This is literally closing a tax loophole.
The two bills I discussed today among the many seeking the same end, solvency. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Tropridge.